Stay with me a minute. A Dream SMP fanfiction, written by Angel Once Was and read by Fens and Marshes for Voice Team 2021. Summary. Nikki arrives at the Red Banquet wholly unprepared. The egg is, honestly, the very least of her worries. Everything is red. Maybe she should have expected it. Nikki noticed Aunt Frost's cherry eyes when he handed her the invitation. It was weird, he wasn't like that last time she saw him. But she wasn't about to ask him about it. They don't know each other well enough for that. Everyone has their secrets. People's private lives aren't really her business and it usually works out fine. Carl's weird habits? No big deal. Fundy's long naps? Life is tiring. Aunt Frost never seemed like a smoker, but ultimately, who's she to say? Dressed in deep forest green amidst a crimson sea, Nikki makes a mental note to start asking everyone questions from now on. Techno would be disappointed. She snorts a quick laugh at her own thought process. The idea of him doing his hair for a party is enough to make her cover her mouth with her hand and duck away from the main crowd. Syndicate training does say dress for the occasion, but that's about intimidation. Netherite and a calculated smile, not some sort of fashion code she didn't pick up on. On her way to the refreshments, she passes Eret, who absolutely didn't make the same mistake. Scarlet drips delicately off their frame, with soft accents around their eyes to match. Of course. Knowing them, they probably scouted out the venue to make sure they got the right shade. Nikki sighs into her drink. How hard would it have been to make sure everyone knows? Somewhere under the RSVP line, just a little note saying, hey, there's a theme. Room temperature. What kind of event doesn't have ice? Sweetness barely coats her tongue just as someone taps her shoulder, and Nikki braces for a thinly veiled reprimand from a host. Instead, there stands Puffy. She is not a host, as far as Nikki knows, and her eyes are not any shade of red, but they clash against Nikki's like a warning sign. Her lips are wine, and her tie is ruby, and Nikki's lungs stutter as they take each other in. The last time they faced each other like this, she can't even remember. Doomsday, maybe. Back from when her hands still fumbled around a sword hilt. Just as anger lit its slow flame inside of her. Nikki's been through hell and back. Not literally, her and Jack don't get along at the moment, but that phrase is probably still rude to him. And yet, Puffy doesn't look any different than she did in the Lamanberg ruins, armored and facing down a wither. Always brave, Puffy is. Even to approach her like this, after however many unread comms, questions Nikki didn't know how to answer. Still doesn't, really. What have you been up to? The usual, just plotting to kill Tommy. Where have you been? With some known fugitives. In a secret anarchist commune. Puffy's grin glitters like the glowstone lamps, and Nikki feels a tug at her heart, a physical pull. She wonders if all those myths about fate are real, if Wilbur was a fool to call her superstition contrived bullshit, because red strings be damned, standing next to Puffy feels like the most natural thing in the world. If she could sink into the feeling, she would. Let it catch her in the freefall. Nikki grips her drink tighter and blinks a couple times, sugary words of I miss you and I'm sorry caught between her teeth. You look great, she manages, because she is brave now despite everything. Nikki can wield axes, can discern red flags. She can definitely carry a conversation with Puffy, whose hair is done up in some kind of twist with loose strands that cascade down her shoulders. Thank you, Puffy says. You do too. Nikki laughs lightly. I look mismatched. Shaking her head, Puffy reaches out as if to touch Nikki, but she stops the motion halfway to play with her tie. The white of her collar sits flush against her skin. "You stand out," she murmurs, "in a good way." "You stand out too," Nikki replies. The rest of the sentence lingers, but she doesn't say it. Doesn't say, even in a suit that perfectly blends in. Doesn't say, "I can't look away from you." Doesn't say, "If you asked, I would leave everyone here in half a tick." Judging by the pink that creeps up her cheeks, Puffy hears it anyway. Her saturating gaze doesn't waver, and Nikki aches with the softness of it. Eager for more, eager for her to speak, eager for them to bridge the gap that she thought was too wide, Nikki leans forward. Then, Foolish yells, "Wow!" His tone is dry and exaggerated, and he bumps into a chair as he looks around the room. "I really love spruce boats!" Nikki looks down at her cup, wondering when someone managed to spike the punch, but Puffy just sighs and mutters something about subtlety. Behind her, Eret strides across the room, dress billowing. "I have to," she points in their general direction. "I'll talk to you. Later, I mean." Puffy grabs Nikki's wrist, fingertips resting against her pulse. She can feel it threatening to beat out of her, its desperate want to lay down and rest in hands that used to hold hers effortlessly. Nikki nods when her voice gets lost, and Puffy's expression shifts into something almost smug. She tugs Nikki forward so that her lips are against Nikki's ear, and she laces their fingers together at an odd angle.
"Be careful," she whispers.
A gleaming ender pearl sits in the palm of Nikki's hand when Puffy turns and leaves. The room is humid, packed full of people with bright lights and a palpable tension, but she can't help the shiver that crawls up her spine. The end. I'm just going to ramble for a bit, but thank you for listening. That's the end of the story if you want to nope out of me chatting shit or whatever. Not about the fic. I love the fic. I love the fic so much. Like, God, Angel, if you're listening to this, I don't know if I've already left you a comment, but I just love them so much. I know this is very much not canon anymore. Like, so much not canon. And we all know Nikki wore pink, but God, I have not been able to get this fic out of my head. Especially with like the ender pearl bit at the end is just stunning. I love this fic a lot. Also, and I'm not been doing a lot of podfic recently, but Voice Team made me do it, so I'm very glad I pestered you into adding blanket permission. So thank you for that. God, recording this was a nightmare though. There were so many cars going by. My raw audio is like 12 and a half minutes, if whatever it is when edited gives any perspective. I'm gonna shut up now.